Number 51 from December 2004, Something Spectacular. 3 weeks ago, my wife Deborah and I found ourselves sleeping in bunk beds in a cabin at Camp Pioneer, a Lutheran camp in New York State right on Lake Erie. We were not there for anything particularly church-related. It just happened to be where my nephew Jeb and his fiancée Lisa had decided to have their wedding. They both liked the camp and decided on an outdoor wedding. They thought getting family and friends together in the cabins would give an opportunity to be together, play cards, retell family stories, and have fun. And it did. There is a very rustic but beautiful spot under the trees where there is a stone altar and pulpit and benches just suited for an outdoor wedding. The congregation would sit on the benches facing Lake Erie as a beautiful backdrop. All that was needed was a nice sunny day, and everything would be perfect. Unfortunately, this was not a nice sunny day. The whole weekend was cold, extremely windy, rainy, and just plain nasty. We all started mentioning to the bridal couple that we'd better start setting up the reception hall as an alternate site for the wedding. They looked it over but kept insisting that they knew the weather would be fine and they would have it outdoors as planned. The rest of us, with little faith, started moving chairs in the hall. On Saturday, wedding day, the wind was howling after lunch with 6-foot breakers pounding the shore. The wedding was scheduled for 3 o'clock, and there was no break in the clouds in sight. The rain did die down by 3 o'clock, but raindrops were still falling on our heads. Parents and grandparents were ushered in and sat, looking nervously at the black clouds and a few rain spots on their clothes. At 3 o'clock, the bride, Lisa, and her father were standing in the back, ready to move up the aisle, when the first chords of the wedding processional music sounded, as if on cue, the clouds broke open and a shaft of light streamed down the middle of the trees until it spotlighted the bride as she moved to meet the groom. That narrow shaft of light stayed over the wedding the entire service. The wind also died down to almost nothing during this time. As soon as the pastor, who happened to be the groom's father, pronounced the benediction, those clouds slammed together, raindrops fell, and the wind howled. The bride was crying, the groom was crying, and the rest of us were too. I guess coincidence is God acting anonymously, but it's still impressive. We sometimes wonder if God is real and if he is present, so every once in a while, God does something spectacular just to remind us that he is there and that he cares. He cares about the union of two young, special, and deeply spiritual people. He cares about you and about me. Who is this man that even the winds and the waves obey him? The disciples asked about Jesus. He is our God, and he is always with us, we were reminded on that wedding day.